Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, recording at 9:58 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at some of the highlights here today, and there are a number of them to discuss. First, in stock markets, though, the Asian sector was quite firm, generally. The European section, though, weakened down sort of 2% on average for indices, and Wall Street closed down 1.5% on the S&P. The Wall Street gains were, declines were reduced towards the close, but definitely a down day, as it was for. Brazil, and quite a big down day for Brazil, and also Mexico and Canada. In the currency sector, the dollar had a good bounce here today, and the euro, for instance, has fallen back to 141.45. The Australian dollar is down a couple of cents as well. And in precious metals, first of all, I'm still on those currencies. We saw a number of key day reversals. Long-dated government bonds were firmer. Precious metals were hit. Downside key day reversals for silver and gold. And we also saw some profit-taking in the metals, in the industrial metals sector. Crude oil was down a couple of dollars as well. Most of the commodities were weaker here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, for stock markets, it's the magnificent and possibly unlucky 13th week of what has been an absolutely outstanding global rally. If you look at some of the weekly charts, you see the meltdown in that period from August into early November last year. And if you look at what's happened since March this year, you see the melt up in markets. Now, that's a good lesson here for, I think, investors in general, that the old adage, if you're going to panic early. And sadly, tragically, even some of the most experienced investors wind up panicking in the latter stages of a decline, and because it either all feels too painful, or they are persuaded by the uber bears that it's going to go on indefinitely, or much lower at any rate. So what next, though? We've had this magnificent 13-week rebound so far, and our view is that it's long in the tooth in terms of the short term, but we haven't seen any technical damage. And that is really quite an important point to make. I think the way I would describe this technically from the chart seminar, as mentioned before, is that these are particularly for the OECD markets that had remained weak until that March low, is that these are type 2 endings. By that I mean type 2 endings to the prior downward trend, and that's straight from the chart seminar original material, which I've used for decades. And the type 2 ending is a severe reaction against the prevailing trend, where the market sees a much bigger and much more persistent in terms of upside type 2 endings advance than people had seen previously during the bear market. Well, we've certainly seen that. We've seen a lot of mean reversion. We've seen the stronger markets move up above their 200-day moving averages. We've seen the moving averages begin to turn upwards for a number of those markets overall. But we are overextended in the short term. However, we have not yet seen the downward dynamics to confirm that this current upward leg of the rally is over. And one of the reasons we haven't seen that, I suspect, is because we had such huge levels of cash on the sidelines, and that has been fueling the rally, as people who were fearing a depression have been fearing the fact that they were being left out by this outstanding move overall. Now, I'll be illustrating a number of those charts, but of course you can always see them in the library, and we always encourage subscribers to do just that. But it will probably be the leaders that will sort of turn down first in here when we do move into that corrective phase. Now, many subscribers will either, or many investors, I should say, I'm not sure, I won't speak for subscribers, but I can speak for investors generally because I know this is psychology. Many will be tempted to sell during this correction that I'm talking about. Now, previously, we'd been talking about consolidations, and we saw lots of little consolidations. Those are those little pauses for breath, small sideways ranging patterns that form little steps within the uptrend. And then I talked about as those trends continued, Owen and I talked about the possibility of, growing possibility of reactions as those trends began to become overstretched. And these moves, as is so often the case with type 2s, remember, market goes further in a much more persistent move than people have seen previously. These usually surprise everybody, and I'm surprised by the speed and extent of this rally, which is most impressive. But as these moves, what these moves do, though, the better the rally, the more likely it is to be followed not just by a little reaction, but by a correction. Now, how big a risk is that? Well, I don't think it'll give up all that much. Maybe a third on average in terms of the gains that we have seen. I think it will be a mean reversion for the leaders, and one really does want to focus on the leaders, and that's the Brazils, the Indias, the Chinas, so on. I'd be surprised if they gave up more than a third, and it might be considerably less than that for some indices. But I'm thinking in terms of mean reversion towards the 200-day moving averages. And if you look at weekly charts, you'll see examples of that. Well, the bull market was still taking place, and we can expect a similar type reaction before much longer. Why will that occur? Well, because I think the people who are bidding the market higher finally reach a point where they're sated in terms of wishing to chase it higher, and you also get some people coming in and taking profits. Now, since markets are becoming overextended, and I said many investors will want to sell during a correction, if they're going to do that, they should do so into the teeth of the strength, I feel, or the more technically astute can wait until they see a downward dynamic, which I think is what most subscribers would do. I am not going to be selling my long-term investment positions because I feel all we are doing is completing the first impressive upward leg of this bull market. And I think that a correction would be healthy, and it would probably be a lot of these corrections, they can be quite sharp and scary for a few weeks and or at least days, and then markets rebound just as quickly or even more quickly. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that that type of action. And I'm not going to try to finesse it that much, but what I will do is open more trading longs as and when we see a decent pullback. And I think the risk of that decent pullback is quite high. What we want to avoid at all costs is you get the pullback and then people say, oh my God, maybe the bears were right all along. And then they sell out of long positions just as markets are testing the 200 moving averages, which are trend smoothing devices and often act as support levels within good trends. And I think this will be a good trend. Why not, after all? The economic news is not as bad as feared, which means it's actually getting somewhat better. And we have low interest rates overall. We've had the massive stimulus, as I've mentioned on so many other occasions. A lot of that money is going into stock markets. So watch out, though. Be alert, or be psychologically prepared for a correction. If you're psychologically prepared for a correction, then you're not going to feel panicky, or less likely to feel panicky as it unfolds. Now, on precious metals, you might remember my review on Monday saying that, and Owen's comment last week, that the dollar's weakness had flattered the gains that we were, it had flattered price action in gold, which wasn't doing all that much in most other currencies. And so with the dollar getting an oversold technical rally in here, a lot of short-term trends are overstretched. Stock markets I've been mentioning, the dollar is weak, but it looks a little overextended in the short term, so it's due for some sort of little technical rebound. And precious metals, so silver, really last month, silver moved from $12 to almost $16. So that's a very big move. And a key day reversal, it's susceptible to a pullback in line with the dollar's rally. Also, long dated government bonds, U.S. Treasury bonds in particular, have really been hammered recently. Well, they look a little overextended, and they've fallen back towards some previous support levels. So it would not be surprising to see a technical rally. Now, some people, active traders, these are tradable signals, tradable opportunities. I don't think that they are highly attractive risk-reward trades because they're counter-trend moves. In other words, the main trend for stock markets is upwards. And if we go in and hedge short, which I did at some stage in the first half of May, if the timing isn't immaculate and mine wasn't, then you get hurt. And if really what I'm more interested in is not looking for a counter trend market. I won't rule out the possibility of some small trades in here. I might short one of the more overextended stock market indices, but I may just wait and see a reaction and then start to build up my long positions. That's my main interest, I'm trying to say. A decent dollar rally, I'd welcome that, and that would tempt me back into some dollar short trades. A decent rally in the government bond markets, that would tempt me back in terms of opening up some short positions. Decent pullback in gold and silver, and I'd be a buyer for certain. Ditto some of the industrial metals. So that's pretty much where it stands right now. Another fascinating day, and time for me to just say all the very best to all of you.